But there is major issues out there because of the trees falling on electricity lines and on power lines and indeed on phone lines. And it's a serious problem. And what I'm saying is that there needs to be an exemption for farmers and landowners to cut trees and hedges where they pose a threat to safety or indeed a threat to the ESB network or communications network. Because there's a deadline looming. On the 1st of March, you have an issue comes in where you, because of protection of wildlife, of wildlife and birds and bird nesting season, that you're not allowed to cut trees or hedges. And that's fair enough and appropriate. However, I think we have to be cognizant of the fact that there is serious issues here in regard to safety and well-being, and particularly people left for weeks on end without heat and light. We have to be able to clean up this damage that has been done by the storm, because the damage hasn't been fully cleaned up yet. So I wouldn't want a situation where farmers, if they did cut hedges or did cut their trees that were dangerous on their land, that they would be, I suppose, open to getting penalties from the Department of Agriculture in regard to their payments. So what I'm looking for is an exemption for farmers to be able to cut dangerous trees or trees that are in threat of bringing down power lines in the next couple of weeks.
And I remember, Deputy, that there was calls shortly after Storm Éowyn that perhaps farmers should have been incorporated into the ESB response. That it was highlighted by a number amongst the community that many farmers were aware of hedges or trees that were going to pose danger to power lines. And there were very few surprises in store in that regard, that many of these issues had been known by local farmers. And you're kind of almost looking to take advantage of that knowledge and almost encourage them to, that if they can act, maybe help them act safely and proactively.
That's right, and indeed I attended a meeting in Killargy the other night where that issue was raised, and a lot of other issues around the aftermath of the storm, where huge amounts of people and communities in North Leitrim and Sligo and across the whole area, you know, had been out of power for so long, and all of them knew that the reasons for it was the trees that came down. Some of them were trees on farmland, and a lot of them was forestry as well, and there's huge problems with the whole forestry issue. That's separate. And what I'm talking about here is I'm talking about farmers who would be I suppose have trees on their land or on the roadside which are dangerous and which could come down if there was another bit of a storm, because a lot of them have been weakened since the last storm, that they would have an exemption to be able to cut those trees and be able to deal with those safety issues there from a public safety point of view, but also from the safety of the electricity and phone network, to ensure that we keep those in place, because it is critical infrastructure that people depend upon.